Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 28th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Yesterday, State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman announced the approval of six school district reopening plans submitted to the South Carolina Department of Education. Spearman also instituted a face mask requirement for students and staff on state-owned school buses. The districts approved are for the Allendale County School District, Anderson School District 5, Berkeley County School District, Saluda County Schools, Spartanburg County School District 2, and the Clover School District, or York 2. To date, the SCDE has received 73 reopening plans and is awaiting plans from 8 districts that were granted extensions. Hundreds of teachers are protesting South Carolina's plan to reopen schools for in-person classes this fall. Teachers drove past the State House and Governor's Mansion in Columbia yesterday afternoon. News outlets reported protesters from across the state called on schools to start the academic school year with virtual learning until teachers feel safe enough to return to their classrooms. Organizers of the Motor March said that call is out of concern for the safety of students, educators, and staff amid the COVID-19 pandemic. School districts still have the flexibility to design their own reopening plans, which must be approved by the Department of Education. Forecasters continue to follow a strong tropical low moving westward across the Atlantic, about 700 miles east of the Windward Islands. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says the system has been slow to develop so far.
Saharan dust is surrounding the disturbance and the dry air from it prevented organization on Monday. I'm seeing signs of somewhat better organization of the disturbance this morning, and the system still has a decent chance of becoming a depression or named storm over the next day or so.
As of early this morning, the National Hurricane Center gives the disturbance a 90% chance of development. They say heavy rain and gusty winds are likely over the Leeward Islands Wednesday, reaching Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands by Thursday. State agriculture officials are warning South Carolinians to be wary of unsolicited packages of seeds mailed to them. The South Carolina Department of Agriculture and Clemson University's Regulatory Services Division are working together to investigate after residents reported receiving packages they did not order. Similar reports have been made to agriculture officials across the country. Officials say the seeds could be a threat to the environment if they should bear an invasive species. Those who receive an unsolicited package containing seeds are advised to keep them packaged and to notify the state or U.S. Department of Agriculture. Coastal Carolina University in Conway says it's the beneficiary of a transformational gift. The university says it secured a $95 million planned gift from an anonymous donor. The donor describes himself as an African-American entrepreneur and a philanthropist under 30 years old, living in Alabama with a background in financial services and agriculture. The gift will go toward funding the university's academic and athletic scholarships. Meantime, the anonymous donor says he's exploring supporting other HBCUs in neighboring states for further substantive philanthropic efforts. The Richland County Library System has teamed up with Columbia Housing to provide 65 Wi-Fi hotspots to 26 resident communities across Richland County. The initiative was developed after rising concerns about the absence of high-speed internet or broadband access in underserved areas of Richland County during the COVID-19 pandemic. The hotspot initiative will circulate the 65 Wi-Fi hotspots through July of next year. Residents in those areas will then be able to complete schoolwork, contact loved ones remotely, and utilize basic services that have moved to digital platforms. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.